Om Shanti. Today, the holiest father has come to celebrate Holi with his holy children. All the children are holy children. All of you have come to celebrate Holi, haven't you? Think what colored you holy souls, and you became holy. There are many colors, but which color you were colored in? Which is the most elevated color? With which you became holy? The highest on high color? Is the color of God's company. Therefore, by being colored in the company of God's color, you also were colored, because the color of God's company is the color of the imperishable company. Other colors are only for a temporary period of time, but the color of, but when being colored by the color of God's company, you have become holy, that is pure, easily. The color of the soul changed from impurity to purity, because all of you made God your companion. made God be in your company. This is why. This is why you became combined. This combined form is lovely, is it not? You like this combined form, don't you? When being in the combined form, you cannot be separated. You have the experience of it, don't you? You stay combined all the time, don't you? You are not alone. Maya tries to make you become alone. But those who stay combined can never be separated. Maya tries to separate you, and then it tries to emerge your old sanskars. And when the old sanskars emerge, the pure sanskars merge. The old sanskars are carelessness and laziness. Both of them get emerged in different forms and then the combined form separates. Therefore, each one should check the self that am I always combined, or do I also become alone sometimes? You have come to know the different forms of Maya, don't you? Haven't you? You have come to know the different forms of Maya, haven't you? It is very clever, and in a very clever form, it begins to color you to become alone or separate means to be colored in the company of, or to be colored by the company of Maya. carelessness and laziness. Come in different forms. In order to recognize those forms, Maya does not allow you to recognize those forms because it attracts you towards itself and the children too. And the children too. Are not able to recognize the treasures of Ravan. Carelessness and laziness are the treasures of Ravan. And the children are not able to recognize it. And what do they say then? They say, I don't like it. I don't want it to be that way. But then what to do? It's my sanskar. They start saying, it is my sanskar. But what? Are they treasures given to you by God? Or are they treasures given by Ravan? Are they God's treasures or are they Ravan's treasures? They are Ravan's treasures. And to call them as my sanskar, do you think it is right? To make Ravan's treasures your own, yours, this is the cunningness of Maya. What do you like? Do you like Ravan's treasure? Do you like God's treasures? Or do you like these Ravan's treasures? Even in a common way, children, in order to free themselves, they say, it is my sanskar. I don't like it, but then that's my sanskar. Just think, is it really yours? Ask yourself, does it really belong to me? The father says, by making Ravan's treasure to be your own treasure, what happens is that gradually the pure sanskars begin to finish. The color of God's company dullens, it becomes dull. And the color of Maya emerges. Then, as you move along, So as you move along, it's you who has to check the self. Which color am I colored in? You have to check. What do people do during Holi? First they destroy the bad. And then they color, that is, they celebrate. They destroy the old, the bad, and first, and then they celebrate. So, Bap Dada has already colored you in the color of his company. And along with that, he colors you with the color of knowledge, the color of virtues, and the color of powers too. So, are all of you colored with these spiritual colors? Those who say that they are already colored with these spiritual colors, raise their hand. You've all been colored. Hope this color is not going to diminish. Hope this color is not going to go. The one who's colored with the spiritual colors, these colors are imperishable colors, and if you are colored with these spiritual colors, then no other color you can be colored with after this. So how you have become with these colors. You become so holy that no one else in the whole kalpa becomes as holy as you become. No one can become also as holy as you become. The purity in you is because the purity in you is due to the company, is due to the color of God's company, and this color is the most unique of all and the loveliest of all colors. All other souls who stay pure or become pure, their bodies are not pure. The souls may be pure, but their physical bodies are not pure. But you become holy to such an extent, you become pure to such an extent that even your bodies, along with the souls, even your body along with the soul becomes pure. And purity is called the mother of peace, love, happiness and bliss. Where there is purity, there peace, happiness are also there, definitely. Because where the mother is, there the children are also there. Baba makes you so holy that even your non-living images even when you are in your last birth of Kali Yuga, you see how your non-living images or idols are worshipped with so much care and in such an elevated manner. It is all because of your pure, the speciality of your purity. All other souls, however pure they may be, they may be holy souls, religious souls, and however much pure they become, but then no one builds temples for them, nor are they worshipped in such a grand manner as you are worshipped. Even till the last birth, even when you are in your last birth, your non-living images are continuing to bless people. They are able to give experience of peace and happiness, although it is short-lived. Therefore, the holy you celebrate and the holy people in the world celebrate, there's such a big difference between them. For entertainment's sake, you also celebrate to some extent, but the true holy is when you are colored in the company of God and you are in the combined form with God. This is the true holy which you are celebrating. People celebrate holy in different ways. You also know the meaning of the word holy. Only you know the true meaning of the word holy, and you celebrate with that understanding. The meaning of the word holy, when you say holy, it has several meanings. One meaning in the Hindi word is holy, break it up into two. Holy means past is past. Let bygones be bygones, let go the past. So when you say holy, means your old life, the old things, the old sanskars, the old waste thoughts, all that, you have said holy, that is past is past. you have let it go, and therefore to say past to that means to say holy. So have you done that? Have you done holy to all the past, all the old, or do the old sanskars still come sometimes? As it is, as you say that we have got a new birth. All of you have died alive, haven't you? Have all of you died alive? Raise your hand if you say you have. You have got a new birth, haven't you? That means how can you then remember your old birth? The old birth has become old, hasn't it? If you emerge your old, the old things, old sanskars, then can it be said that you celebrated holy? That means you haven't done holy. That is, past is past. Past is finished. It also means that the color of God's company hasn't been put on you well. You haven't been colored in the color of God's company well enough. Because to be colored in God's company means to forget the old birth. It means to forget the old things. Because you have died alive. Just as when somebody leaves one body and takes another body, does that soul remember its last birth? So, all of you have imbibed, or all of you have now taken a Brahmin birth, haven't you? So as it is a Brahmin birth, then when you say my old sanskars, even though you may say by mistake, but then are they really yours? Are they the sanskars of Brahmin life? If you say even by mistake my old sanskars, sometimes there is laziness in a royal way, a carelessness, you know, Baba saying that laziness too has many forms. Baba is telling the Dadis, do a class on this. How many types of laziness there are? How many forms of laziness and how they are the royal forms of laziness? Therefore, Brahmin life means a new life. In the new life, nothing of the old can stay or remain. So, all of you have come to celebrate Holi, haven't you? Therefore, Holi means holy. Therefore, to celebrate Holi means to light a bonfire of the old sanskars. Only after burning or destroying the old, there is celebration. So now you are celebrating, and before that you already burnt the old. You burnt the old, now you are celebrating by being in the company of God's color, by coloring the self in God's company and enjoying being colored in God's company, as you are the ones who always stay combined and have the experience of being combined. The holiest Father has already colored you with the color of purity. Therefore, which holy are you celebrating? So, which holy are you celebrating today? From today onwards, do not allow any old sanskar to come to you. This is the holy you have to celebrate. Can you celebrate such a holy? Or will the old sanskars come again sometimes? You speak in a royal way, you know, these are royal words, like when you say, I didn't really want it to happen, but then what to do, my sanskar. But from today onwards, make a determined thought. With the method of making a determined thought, finish the old sanskars. So, do you have the courage to celebrate such a holy of finishing of everything of the past, all the old sanskars of the past? Those who think that from today onwards, old sanskars are finished, they won't come anymore because I've taken a new birth. That was the old birth which is finished, which had the old sanskars, and now I'm in a new birth. So those who say that, we have the courage to say finish to the past. Those who have the courage to say finish to the past, they become the most lovely, lucky, long lost, now found children of the Father. Therefore, as you are the lovely, lucky, long lost, now found children of the Father, you have to finish all that. So ask yourself, do you have the courage? Raise your hand. Okay, raise your hand. Should Baba make you raise your hand first? Baba said, then say, okay, raise your hand. If you have the courage to say past is past, the old sanskars, and you have taken a new birth, there may be some who haven't raised their hand, but then doesn't matter. You are the companions too, no? So raise your hand even if you did not raise earlier. Because Baba's telling the video person to take everyone's photo. Why this one is not raising his hand? Baba is seeing someone not raising the hand. It looks so beautiful from here, you know. See, what about double foreigners? Are you raising your hands? Okay. So, Bap Dada is congratulating to you multi-million times for doing Holi to the past and in this way celebrating Holi. Now, even by mistake, never ever say again that what to do, my old sanskar. No, it's not your sanskar at all. It is Ravan's sanskar. How can you call Ravan's sanskar your sanskar? It's a wonder, Baba Singh. How you call Ravan's sanskar as my sanskar? Ravan is your enemy. And how can you make Ravan's treasure, your enemy's treasure, your own? It belongs to your enemy. You also are surprised, aren't you, to know this? It's you who say it. Of course, you say it by mistake. You say, but even though, although you say it by mistake, but then you feel guilty too within when you say it's my sanskar. Then you realize, how are you saying that? You also converse with Baba and then say, Baba, please forgive me. Baba, I will not do it from tomorrow onwards. Baba, forgive me. And again you do the same thing. Now what should Bap Dada do? Should Bap Dada keep on watching you like that? Therefore, my old sanskars burn these words, to holy of these words. There is one interesting thing when you are burning something. You know, on holy day, there is a special ceremony. In that ceremony, what they do is they bake a koki, means a roti, a thick roti. They tie a thread around that thick roti. Now what happens when they cook it? The roti burns, it becomes black, but the thread remains intact. It doesn't burn. So this is very interesting. It means it is actually representing the first lesson you have learned about the soul being immortal, imperishable, and the body being mortal or perishable. So the roti burns, but the thread doesn't burn. Means the body burns, but the soul doesn't burn. All the festivals which are celebrated, or the scriptures which are written, all whoever has written them, all of them are after all Baba's children. They are God's children. but you are the long lost now found children. So Bap Dada notices that even they are no less doing wonders. It's like adding a pinch of salt in flour, but they have added that pinch of salt in flour, but still they do it. There are so many memorials of this, but then many subtle things have been forgotten, and just the physical form of those subtle things is shown. But at least the memorials are there. Bhakti is also no less. You did not do less devotion on the path of bhakti in Copper Age and Iron Age. You did remember something of the truth. All those ceremonies which you have been doing on the path of devotion have helped you to become completely, you know, helped you from becoming completely degraded at the end of Kali Yuga. And therefore, Baba gives the reward even to those who have written the scriptures. Although there's only a pinch of salt in the form of truth in those scriptures, in bhakti, on such occasions, they stay pure, celibate. So for some time at least they remain pure. So which holy did you celebrate today? Which holy did you celebrate? Holy, past is past. Yes, did you celebrate? Past is past, holy. You can say, you know, like that, wave away. Yes, past is past, holy. Wave away, like. Are you sure? Yes. You said past is past. Like that, like Baba's signaling. He's doing the action, like saying, okay, away, go away, go away. Did you celebrate in this way? Did you? Did you? Baba's looking around and smiling. And what if Maya comes tomorrow? Because Maya is also listening to Baba. So Maya is listening to you, then afterwards don't invite Maya again. Don't welcome Maya again. It's enjoyable, no, to wave away Maya, to say, okay, go away Maya. That's the real, you really feel happy when you do this, don't you? When if Maya tries to come at that time, remember Baba and invoke Baba and experience Baba coloring you with the color of his company. See, Baba has colored you to such an extent that you have become a holy swan. You are a holy swan. A holy swan means the one who has the power of decision. A holy swan has the power of decision, power of discrimination. Because when anything happens, first set yourself on the seat of a holy swan and then do the discretion and decision. Which is that seat on which you have to sit? You have to sit on the seat of the knower of three aspects of time. Sit on that seat of Trikal Darshi, the knower of the three aspects of time. So sit on that seat of Trikal Darshi. Look at all the three aspects of time. Don't see only the present. Think of the beginning, the middle and the end. See all the three aspects of time. And then think whether there is benefit in all the three aspects of time or there is some harm to. Many children are very clever. Should Baba tell you in what way they show their cleverness? You know what they say? But Baba, I had to make it happen. I had to make it go on. But I do understand. I do understand that I shouldn't have done that. But then I had to do it. There was no other way out. I was forced to do it because I had to let it go. I had to let it happen. But then you made it happen. That means you did some karma and you have to pay for that karma. You have to reap the fruit of that karma, and therefore don't try to be clever by saying this. Many children try to be clever even in front of Baba. They make a mistake and then they try to, you know, advocate on their behalf and they also say, Baba, but what do I have to do it? And I know, Baba, you are the ocean of mercy. You are the, you forgive, and you have this virtue of forgiving. Baba, you are the ocean of mercy. You are the merciful Father. Baba, you have said, don't you, that child, tell me and then finish it. That's what you say to us, don't you? You say like this to Baba. But then say to Baba with that power of feeling, with the realization, yes, you do say to Baba, you do tell Baba about the mistake you made, but then say it with the power of realization that you will not repeat that mistake. So when you tell Baba and then ask for forgiveness, at that time make a determined thought in yourself with that power of realization, not just trying to please Baba. Baba, you have said that you are the ocean of mercy. Baba, you have said this, you have said that. So trying to remind Baba what he has said, you say this in a very clever way. But Baba says, don't try to be clever in this way. Instead, be courageous to change and say to yourself, I have to change, I will change. You know, Baba is saying that during the whole day, Baba listens to the children saying, Baba, yes, I'll do it. You know, gay, the Hindi word is like saying something for the future tense. So that's gay. Baba doesn't like you saying gay, saying that you'll do it only in the future. Baba wants it to be done now. Those who say gay gay means using the sentence in the future tense. So those who say gay gay, will they be able to go along with Baba? Baba is ever ready. And those who are saying everything for the in the future tense, they are not ever ready. Therefore, how will you go with Baba if you are not ever ready? We will keep watching others going with Baba and they will remain watching. Baba has multi-million times love for every child. Baba doesn't want that his children, that they are called his children and they don't accompany him when it is time to return home. As the time to return home has already come. So do you not want to return home with Baba? Because you have to return home with Baba and then you have to come to your kingdom. If you won't return home with Baba, then how will you be able to come back in the kingdom with Brahma Baba? If you don't go with Baba now, then you will not come with Baba, Brahma Baba in the kingdom. You'll come later on then. But what is your promise? Baba, we will go with you. Or will you say, we will come later than you and we will come later in the kingdom? Will you use the future tense in this also and say, Baba, you wait and watch, we will reach there ultimately. Will you say like that? No, don't use this language. You have to finish this language. You know, even Bab Dada celebrated Holi in the subtle region. You know with whom? You are going to celebrate it now. But Baba already celebrated with the advance party in the subtle region. They are advanced party, you know, the name itself is advanced party, everything they do is in advance. So, Baba already celebrated Holi in advance with the advanced party. You know in what way Baba celebrated Holi with them? All those in the advance party, whether they went in the advance party earlier or they have gone recently, just as you two remember the Maharathis who have gone recently in the advance party, Baba immersed them also. Because all those who are going, that is leaving their body, they right from their childhood, that is for a long period of time, they played their part of seva, of service. You also remember your companions, don't you? And others have to take their place, but you do remember those who have gone in the advance party. So in the subtle region today, there was Mama and Didi and Dadi. Baba emerged, all the three of them, the Trimurti of them, in the midst of the whole gathering of the advance party. So Mama, Dadi and Didi, Baba made them stand in front of the whole gathering of the advance party. And of course other companions were there too. But then these three, Mama, Dadi and Didi, these three in particular, Baba made them stand for a specific reason, and Baba reminded them. Of course they do remember too, but then Baba still reminded them. They have to do service in an incognito way. So all the three of them, they are emerged in the subtle regions at Amrit Vela, and they also go on service at that time, especially to those special souls. They go, all those special souls, they haven't left this service of theirs of touring around at Amrit Vela. They immerse themselves in the original Brahmin life and then tour around through their minds and do special service of attracting souls towards Baba. So today Bab Dada asked these three souls in particular, Mama, Dadi and Didi, what do you do? Of course Baba knows, but still Baba asked them, what do you do? Baba always asks in spite of Baba knowing everything. So when Baba asked them, what do you do? They said that we inspire souls in two ways. One is we inspire those souls who are to create upheaval in the world, and the second to those souls who are instrumental for establishing the new world. We inspire both types of souls at Amrit Vela because we are waiting. Then Mama said, you know, we have been waiting and waiting for so long. So, ask my friends, my companions, those who are in the corporeal world, ask them that for how long do you want us to continue expecting, waiting, or are you really doing something tangible in a practical way, or do you want us to keep on waiting? For how long do you want us to keep on waiting? Dadi Didi's friends are sitting here. The brothers, the sisters are all sitting here. The male friends, the female friends, both are here. The brothers are here, the sisters are here. So they are asking the question, Mama, Dadi and Didi, that for how long are we going to wait? Yes, we are waiting for you. Our work is to wait, but then what are you doing? You who have an advanced path, what are you doing? Your work is to really do something in a practical way. Our work is to anticipate, to wait. So when are you going to fix the date? Because only when you, Baba's children, become complete, perfect, then everything will happen in a practical way. When Baba said this, after that Didi said, on my behalf, Didi said, ask one question from everyone. You know what Didi asked? What Didi said? Didi said, you know it, you also say it, that we have to be ever ready. So, are you also ever ready in becoming complete and perfect? You say that you are ever ready, but then are you ever ready in becoming complete and perfect too? You know, Didi was asking, and then you know what Dadi replied? Dadi said, whenever someone would meet me, everyone would tell me, Dadi, you say that you want to become karmatit, karmatit, because that's what Dadi used to say all the time. But Dadi, we also will come with you. We want to come with you. They would tell me, Dadi said this. Because Dadi used to say all the time, you have to become karmatit, have to become karmatit. So Dadi says, I tell my companions that we have to become karmatit, but when? Change this word men, when, into now. So when will you change the word when into now? In Hindi, the rhyming words, when will you change kab into ab? Kab is when and ab is now. So when will you change kab into ab? When will you change when into now? So today, those in the advanced party were having a heart-to-heart conversation, and others, these three, Mama, Dadi, Didi, were having a conversation, and the others in the advanced party were telling them that, Mama, you, whatever you said is very right, Dadi. Dadi, you gave your company to everyone after Baba became avyakt. the part you played that has become like imperishable in the hearts of everyone, whatever role Dadi played after Brahma Baba became Avyakt. So Brahma Baba is Avyakt, Shiv Baba is incorporeal, but Dadi was with you in the corporeal form, wasn't she? So whatever you had thought and they had thought, they should do that. They should take the same responsibility which Dadi took up. So today the souls of the advanced party were having this heart-to-heart chit-chat with each other. Did you hear? So what will you do now? You did celebrate Holi, didn't you? Even what happened yesterday, that is finished, then why think about what happened in your past life? So everything has to be forgotten. All the past, the old, has to be forgotten. Then Baba celebrated Holi with those advanced party souls. All of them were in white dress. In the subtle region, everyone is in the angelic form. Then, you know, Baba didn't tell anyone that we will celebrate Holi. But then when they all assembled in the subtle region, they all, you know, stood up. They were standing in a semi-circle. In a semicircle, in four or five lines in a semicircle, and they were sitting in this. They were sitting in a semicircle form, and then all of a sudden, what Baba did. Then Baba had seven colors, and then it was like in a powder form. So they had a white dress on, which was shining, silvery white. And then Baba colored them with seven colors, with the powder of seven colors, you know. And so these seven colored powders fell on their dresses. So just to emerge the scene, they were in their silvery white dress and shiny sparkling dress, and then the seven colors powder spread on their dress. How beautiful they looked when they were colored by Baba with the powder of seven colors. Even in golden age, such a type of dress will not be there. But then they started shining in those seven colors. And after their dresses started shining, then Didi, you know, she just went into trance state, a semi-trance state. That was Didi's speciality. Even in the corporeal world, when she was in Sarkar, she used to go into a semi-trance state and start dancing. So in the subtle region too, she went in a semi-trance state and took someone's hand and started dancing. And you know, in Madhuban on holy day, you prepare a special sweet called Gevar. You will be eating on holy days. It's a big size jalebi that is called Gevar. Jalebi is small size and Ghevar is big size. So, and so then after that, I don't know who prepared the Ghevar, and then Didi distributed that Ghevar to everyone. And everyone ate that toli, the sweet, which is like big size jalebi. And they ate that Ghevar. And this is celebrated Holi. So, just as, you know, you change different dresses of different colors, similarly, where from time to time during the whole day, in your wear an angelic dress and color yourself in Baba's company, immerse yourself with Baba. That is your color in Baba's company. Think that I am an angel. I have changed the costume and worn an angel dress from an ordinary physical dress into an angelic dress of light. And if you do this, then Baba will shower upon you the and you will experience how Baba is showering upon you the color of virtues, the color of powers in your angelic form. So experience this for 5 minutes and 10 minutes, and then change your dress. You are karma yogi, aren't you? Change your dress means come back in the corporeal form. Go into the angelic form, wear the angel dress, and then color yourself in Baba's company, and then after that come back in your corporeal form to become a karma yogi. So start experiencing this, start practicing this of becoming an angel or wearing an angel dress. Then you'll feel intoxicated, and you will also get Baba's help for becoming an angel. Bab Dada is giving you this gift of angel dress on this day of Holi to all the children everywhere. People wear a new dress to try, you know, they try on a new dress to see if it fits them well. So today Baba is presenting you as a Holi gift in the form of an angel dress. Baba is gifting you this gift of angel dress to wear. So keep practicing from time to time of wearing that angel dress, changing your costume and putting on an angel dress. You know how to change your costume, don't you? You know how to put on your angel dress, don't you? Just as you change this dress of yours, every day you change your dress, don't you? Similarly, change into an angel dress, and you will look so beautiful. You will sparkle in that dress. Did you hear the news of the subtle region today? All of you remember the advanced party souls, don't you? They are your friends, your companions, because someone or the other has gone from everywhere. in the advance party. You do remember those who have already, who have gone, don't you? All those who have left the body, so Bap Dada makes the advance party do special service at Amrit Vela, because at that time the whole world is sleeping. And they change their dress and come to the subtle regions. Did you hear? So what will you do now? Don't forget this drill of changing your dress and putting on an angel dress. As many times you can do it, you should do it. As many times you can sit in that angelic state, sit. Even if it will be only for 3 minutes, but you must sit in that angelic form. Change your costume for 3 minutes. Instill this sanskar in you from now onwards of becoming an angel, because you cannot become a deity until you become an angel. So whose turn? Whose turn is it? Baba's asking. Then say, Baba has to give yadpyad. No. And Mani Ben is saying, no, it's first you have to bless those who have done seva. So before that, Baba is saying to all the children everywhere, Baba is seeing everyone, how even though they are so far away in distance, but with the help of these means of signs, in majority of the places, in the centers, everywhere, they too are watching Baba and listening to Baba. You know, you eat toli here, they also at that time distribute toli in their classes, Baba is saying. So Bap Dada is seeing everyone, how though they are far away in distance, but they are feeling that they are so close to Bap Dada. So to all the children everywhere, who have this determined thought to become equal to the Father, and they keep on giving strength to this thought of determination, so So to all the children everywhere who have this powerful, pure thought of becoming equal to the Father, to the stars of hope who will fulfill Bhaktada's hopes, along with that, who remember Dadi's words, I have to become Karmatit, I have to become Karmatit, I have to become Karmatit. And Mama's words, and Mama's words, whatever you have to do, do it now, do it today, don't wait for tomorrow. And Didi's words, now it's time to return home. Now it's time to return home. This is what Didi used to say, you know, during her last days. It's time to return home. So Baba is repeating those words. Didi used to say this. It's time to return home. Now we have to return home. So these words should echo in your ears all the time. I have to return home. I have to return home. These words should echo in your ears all the time. I have to become Karmatit. I have to become Karmatit. I have to return home. I have to return home. Let these words echo in your ears. So, remember these words again and again in your mind. And if you do that, those souls, to all those souls who remember these words again and again, Bap Dada's love and remembrance on this day of Holi, and along with that, and before the gear is made and you get in your mouth, you get it. Now open your mouth and Baba is giving that gear totally to all of you in your mouth. Open your mouth and think that gear is gone into your mouth, the totally. So, lots and lots of love and remembrance. Multi-million times love and remembrance of Bap Dada and Dadi, the Mama, Dadi, Didi and all the advanced party souls and all. Namaste to all. So love and remembrance and namaste of Bap Dada, Mama, Didi, Dadi and all the advanced party souls. Okay. Who are in today's turn of seva? It's UP. Along with UP, so all those of UP. Moini Ben is the zonal head of UP zone. Moini Ben is in charge of UP zone. UP, Banaras, big UP zone, Uttar Pradesh zone. What is the speciality of UP, Uttar Pradesh? When centers opened at the beginning, the centers in UP were very special. Bap Dada, Mama, they went to UP first. Kanpur especially. So they have stayed in Kanpur center. And there is there are also many rivers in UP. The biggest river is Ganga. Jamuna River is in Delhi, but in UP it's the river Ganges. It flows throughout UP state. What is the speciality of Ganga and Ganges River? It is called the purifier. Therefore, those of UP must be intoxicated all the time that the Ganges flows through UP, and therefore we are the purifiers who have to give a handful of knowledge to everyone in order to purify them. Now the rivers, now the centers in UP are increasing, aren't they? At the beginning there were many centers opened. Now they are increasing again, no? I was asking. At that time, at the beginning, the couples surrendered to Baba. They started in UP, surrendering of couples, whole families surrendering. Now UP should do something new. These conferences, get-togethers, of course they will happen, and they are happening and they will continue to happen. But do something new. Do something new. All the zones are thinking that we should do something new. Even those of Delhi are thinking too. It is good. Keep doing something or the other. So that the news of service continues in the Brahmin world. You also have your newspapers, is it not? So some news should continue in your newspapers. Service news happening everywhere. UP is also no less in doing yagya service. Good number has come. Bap Dada is happy with you. There are many teachers too.
They can God's teachers.
But which teachers are you?
Bhavdhanaka. Shantiyo. Give messy teachers. Jo apane.
Bhavdhada wants such teachers who reveal Bap Dada through their features, their behavior, their face, and make them show the future of the present is angel, and the future of the future is deity. So every teacher has to reveal the future of the present, that is the angelic form. Okay, deity form will be in the future, that's fine. But then the form which you have to become at the end is to become an angel, and therefore you have to show the features of an angel. Your face should reveal your feature of an angel very clearly. Just as at the beginning when you went on service, after the 14 years of tapasya, after taking the sustenance of the father and the mother for 14 years, and you went on service, when you used to give jnana to others, they would get visions through you. They used to see a star shining in your forehead, or they used to see your light form. At that time, your discretion power was very strong. If anybody would come with an impure feeling, because you were all kumaris, if anyone would come with an impure desire or impure thoughts, they couldn't do anything, because you had so much power in you that they would fall at your feet and say that we came with different intentions, but you are so elevated souls. This was the magic of your purity, which gave practical fruit. It was, this purity was so deep in you, even in your dreams. There wasn't impurity in your dreams too. That high was the purity. Baba is not saying is, Baba is saying was. At that time it was. And now,
light might
You have to instill the light and might of determination in you so that others are able to get your visions. Don't be very easy. Of course, we do understand it, but then you have to make hard effort for that. As Bhaktada, I can see teachers standing and you are the instrument souls. Whether you are young or old, junior or senior teachers, but Baba has love for every one of you. Because you are helping in Baba's task. You are the instruments in Baba's task of establishment. You are teachers in front of the students in the corporeal form. In the avyakt form, of course, it is Bhaktada who is the teacher. And also those who are in the advanced party keep on giving you sakash. When they come to the subtle regions, they remember the centers, they remember their companions. UP has to become number one. Do some wonder. Yes. Okay, you may now sit down.
Baba, is samay do wings hai.
There are two wings. One is spark and the other is engineer scientist wing. Both of them stand up, engineer scientist wing and spark wing. Science, spark, spiritual applications and research center. So spark and engineer scientist. SIR. Third conference on
meetings.
You keep having meetings and you do that with great zeal and enthusiasm. This Baba keeps watching and also listens to what plans you all make. You also make good plans for inculcating, for dharana. Bhaktada has heard all the news. The plans you have, the new plans you have made are very good for self-service and service of others. Now you have to keep the aim. Now it is to remind everyone that you have to fill hope in the people of the world. When people see the situations, the circumstances, they are so afraid. Fear is increasing in the world. Therefore, at such a time, as all the souls belong to you, but especially the souls in your wing, you give them the hope. Give them the hope that if they take up the course on meditation, then their fear or tension will finish. Don't give them any other jnana at the beginning. Tell them to do meditation and teach them meditation. Give them the invitation to learn meditation and become free of tension. Do more programs on how to have a tension-free life. So you do it, but do more now, because you should make them experience spiritual power. Don't just give lectures. Never mind if you give it to, if you make smaller groups experience or big groups experience, but make them have an experience. Because the one who gets some experience, he cannot stay back. And the authority of experience is number one. The one who has got an experience will not be influenced by anyone like that. He will not be afraid when any situations will come in front of him, because through meditation he will experience power in him. So give them the temptation of meditation more and more. Otherwise, you keep doing programs that will continue, and you have to do more and more, but this you have to pay special attention to. When anyone comes to you and does the course, but during the course, give them an experience. Make sure that they get an experience. So find out if they are also experiencing something, or are they just getting knowledge. You have to give them an experience. Any type of experience may be the experience of God's knowledge, experience of powers within the self. Courage should come in them. They should get the courage to face any problems. They should get the courage to do dharana. Otherwise people are afraid when it comes to the subject of dharana. But first tell them about what attainment they are going to get. And when they are attracted towards the attainments, then whatever you'll tell them to do, they'll do it. You also give them the introduction of God, but then before that tell them what attainment they are going to get if they get the introduction of God. And then they'll be attracted towards it. What they will achieve, what they will become. How they'll be able to solve problems easily. So tell them these type of things based on your experience. Otherwise, you all meet each other. Baba keeps getting the news. Baba is happy with the service report. Baba likes you all coming in a large gathering in this way, when the Brahmins are refreshed. You all meet each other, don't you? You also give suggestions to each other, don't you? You are doing good service, both of you, and you will continue to do it. Baba is happy to see you moving forward. Okay, you may sit down.
Baba, double videshi bhai bhene aaye hain.
Double foreigners, Baba Singh. Double foreigners, please stand up. From 80 countries, 1,000 double foreigners have come. From 80 countries, 1,000 double foreigners have come. And they are waving to Baba. Baba is looking at you. There's so many, 1,000. It's a quite a big number. This time, double foreigners made many programs, program for couples, program for teachers. You, the couples, raise your hand. Those who are the couples retreat, raise your hand. All those, they all have handkerchiefs and they are waving to Baba. See, they are waving to Baba with the handkerchiefs, Nirbhay style. Bab Dada has noticed that the couples are ready, no doubt, but you still haven't fulfilled Bab Dada's hopes. What hopes Bab Dada has in the couples? Make some Mahamandleshwar, some guru bow at your feet. Because you can easily fail them. Because you can tell them that, see, sannyasis say that couple living together can't lead a pure life. But you can tell them, yes, we live together and still lead a pure life. So in this way you can fail them. And after that, the God, the Samanais of the Gita, will be realized. So couples have this strength. When those sannyasis will become, you know, weak in their point, then they'll start accepting your knowledge. Baba likes couples. The couples can do wonders. As couples, some are quite old also, but then when people see the couples so strong, then how more and more come to Baba and become Brahmins. There's so much expansion of service then. So couples have done one great work. You have instilled zeal and enthusiasm in people and made them realize that even they can do it. They don't have to renounce anything. You did not renounce. You, on the contrary, created. So people don't get that fear. Did you renounce anything? And you wore white dress, somebody saying. We were white dress. My Baba saying, Baba has not stopped you from wearing colored dress. Baba hasn't stopped you, but this is like your uniform for the school. You come to the class and for that you wear a white dress, but Baba doesn't stop you from wearing colored dress. So the couples can really challenge everyone very well. Make such a program. Baba will see which couples, yugal means couple, which couples will do that work. So you may try first. Someone who's connected with you, who is in your connection, try with him. When any sannyasi whom you know very well, and if he really feels that you are strong and he is weaker comparatively, then if he understands that others will also come. Baba liked the couple's retreat very much. Okay, you may now sit, everyone. Couples, I think Baba is saying to sit. Okay, sit everybody. The other program was of the teachers, the center coordinators. All others sit down except the center coordinators, teachers, those who are in the center coordinators training program. Raise your hand, the center coordinators. Okay. So, do the teachers feel that this training which they got was good? If you think yes, then wave to Baba. Those teachers who think that this training which they got was good, it was very essential, then raise your hand. Therefore, congratulations, especially to the teachers, because you really worked hard. So service they will do, but then the instruments will get the fruit of that. There are more and more new teachers coming. This also is a part in the drama, that how in foreign lands so many new centers are opening. So it's a matter of great joy that you take this training and you make the new ones who are coming to you to fly as quickly as possible. First of all, Baba is of course congratulating the double foreigners. That's the first thing Baba is doing. How you double foreigners have jobs and you also look after centers. You should clap for them, everyone should clap for them, how hard they work. They have a job and also they look after centers. So all those of Bharat are clapping for you, congratulating you.
Teacher Bunke, Center Jalana.
It's also a big fortune to become a teacher and run a center. It's not a small thing, it's not a common thing to become a teacher and then run a center. This is becoming the master of Baba's seat, like Baba speaks the murli, and you read that murli which Baba speaks, that is, you sit on Baba's seat, act like Baba and refresh souls like Baba does. Therefore, Baba calls the teachers Guru Bhai, like Guru friend, equal. Because you get the seat of reading the murli, you become instruments in that. That is benefit, and also there are rules for that. Both are there. But Bap Dada is happy. That with your own interest, you have taken out time and come here to attend this coordinator's training. Bap Dada loves, when there's a training program. Baba likes it very much. So you did a good thing. Baba likes, is happy to see that so many of you did the training. You are the instrument souls, and those who become instruments earn a lot of charity. Lots of charity, charitable actions are included in their account. But for that, also you have to remember, never say the word I. I, to say I, is like a black snake which can swallow you. If you say I, the ego, is like a black snake which can swallow you. Instead, you should say, Baba is the Karan Karavanhar. He is getting it done. I'm only an instrument. And you have to stay combined with the Father. Don't become alone. If you become alone, then Maya, then you'll open the door for Maya to come. Bhaktad is happy. Congratulations. Okay, you may all sit down. What else happened? Enough. Yeah. So, all the double foreigners, you should do something or the other every year. Keep doing something, some or the other program every year. It's good. You also make plans of service. Keep on increasing everyone's zeal and enthusiasm. This is the biggest task you could do. Bap Dada noticed that an instrument teachers, the seniors, Baba is calling Mohini Ben, Jayanti Ben, Dr. Nirmala, Sudesh Didi, and all, Meera Ben, Lata Ben, whoever conducted the center coordinators training, all of them. Charlie Bhai, Baba is saying, everyone, it's good, Baba is saying.
Why? So
even brothers take a chance in everything, that's good too. Baba is saying, Chalni Bhai, he was full time in this, so Baba likes it. Baba is happy to see the result of the service you have done from everyone's face. The zeal and enthusiasm is felt. It's very good. Okay, we sit down. Now, you remember, don't you, what gift you have to give on Holi or for Holi? What gift you all of you have to give? Bap Dada has special love for every child. It's not that Baba has love only for the instrument souls, but Baba has love for each and every child. Because each one of you is one out of millions. Even the last number child is one out of millions. So if as you are one out of millions, you are great, aren't you? Whatever someone may be, even if he is last number, but for that soul also, in order to make him go forward, you have to see one another with respect. Each one should be seen with respect. Even if he is in last number, so too he is one out of millions. He's better than any president of a country. At least he has recognized God. At least he says, my Baba. So maintain your self-respect and give respect. Even to the last number soul, because he is Baba's child, he says, my Baba. So bring Baba in front of you. Don't see his mistake in front of you, but see Baba in front of you and then see him as he is a member of the family. And create enthusiasm in him. Never mind, everyone makes, if somebody makes mistakes, Baba knows what mistakes children make. Nothing can be hidden anyway. But each one of you, ask yourself, why did I become a Brahma Kumar or a Brahma Kumari? What was my aim? What aim did you keep when you came to Baba? You are so lucky, aren't you? You have become safe you didn't come to Baba just to save yourself or to protect yourselves or to eat here or to just be in this company, but then you came with a very high aim. But sometimes, but somewhere or the other, a difference has come between the aim and the qualifications. Baba knows everything, although Baba won't mention any names now, but a time may come when Baba will mention names. Why some do wrong things? Because they are in bad company, in wrong company. Although they feel guilty too when they do something wrong and they know that they shouldn't be doing that, but then they are influenced by company. Baba's company doesn't influence them, but that wrong company influences them. Still, Bap Dada tells everyone, to all the children, but this way, still Bap Dada loves everyone. Baba gives the love to every child. And also tells children, make your present and future free of obstacles. Do not come in wrong company. Today is holy, is it not? Those who come in wrong company because of some temptation, they have to be careful. Do not go in wrong company. Don't be attracted by limited attainments, because Bap Dada feels sorry for them. Because on one hand he says my Baba, on one hand he says my Baba, and see what he does. On one hand he says my Baba, but on the other hand see what he does. Therefore, on this day of the holy, on this day, become sensible and burn everything which is waste, which is useless, which is wrong. So, before the too late board is put up, you change yourself. Baba will help you. But first of all, keep a true heart. Then Baba will help you. Before the too late board is put up, if you have a true heart, then you get all the attainments. It cannot be possible that you have a true heart and you don't get the attainments. On holy day, they color everyone, don't they? Even dirty colors, they color. But you color the right colors. Change those dirty colors of wrong company into the right color of Baba's company. Today is holy, is it not? So Bap Dada also told you what he wanted to say. Baba feels sorry for his children. Yeah. ओम शांति, बस से ओम शांति।
बाप दादा ने हम सबको सच्चे
अर्थों
में
सब बाप दादा
खिलाए, टोली में खिलाए
बाबा इन टू वर्ड्स सेलिब्रेटेड होली विद अस एंड आल्सो गिव अस टोली।
आदरणीय दादियां, दादी जानकी जी,
नाउ द दादीज आर कमिंग अप ऑन द स्टेज।